ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال تعالى: من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه، فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. صدق الله العظيم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يفتكر علماء الكرام من البلاد الزهرس، السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. الحمد لله all praise and all thanks belong to Allah جل جلاله وأمن والده who is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, and may the choice of blessings and the rule of Allah be sent upon our greatest benefactor, the choices and the most beloved slave of Allah, Tanabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forever and ever. Ameen. My beloved brothers, if you are following the news and following on social media, then we are well aware of the last current development that has taken place in the land of Gaza, in the land of Palestine. And unfortunately, very sadly, over the past week, past few days, we have learned of the passing away and the martyrdom of another great son of Islam, another great qadi and a servant of Islam, Sheikh Mujahid Hafiz Yahya Sinwar Rahmatullahi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put his cover of moon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his ranks in akhirah. And may Allah ta'ala allow him to enjoy the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the gardens of Jannah. If we look closely and study the system and the traits or the evil traits of the Jews and the Zionists, then you will come to understand that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention about them in the Quran is absolutely true. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that one of the evil traits of the Jews and the Zionists is إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَكْفُرُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَيَكْفُرُونَ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِالْقِسْطِ. That one of the qualities is that a trait that is found amongst them, amongst these Jews, is that they assassinate and they kill the leaders of Islam. And this is not from now, this is what Allah has spoken about in the Quran Kareem. When he came to their leaders, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that was sent to the Bani Israel, Allama ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, he said the Jews went to the extent that they killed approximately 70 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in one day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these are those وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ. They killed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and they killed anyone that stands for justice. And according to the commentators of the Quran, they say in one era, the Jews killed approximately 12,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is the evil qualities of these people, of the Zionist Jews. It is mentioned, my beloved brothers, that leave alone Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they even tried to assassinate our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinah al-Munawwarah, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made some peace agreement between them, they went against the peace treaty and agreement, and they broke the treaty. And then they called Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for negotiations. They said, O Nabi of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why don't you meet with us and you will talk about it. When Nabi alayhi wa sallam, the evil sinister plans were such that they wanted to assassinate Nabi alayhi wa sallam. So they got someone to sit on the roof of the house with a huge boulder. And they said when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks into the home, into the room, they would, na'udhu billah, throw this boulder onto the Mubarak and bless the head of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before prior to Nabi alayhi wa sallam coming to the home, Allah already informed Nabi alayhi wa sallam of the evil plans. And Nabi alayhi wa sallam turned away. A Jewish lady that was staying in Madinah al-Munawwarah, she found out that which part of the animal Nabi alayhi wa sallam liked to eat the most. And it was told to her that the shoulder of the animal. She gets hold of his shoulder, she poisons it, and she invites Rasulullah to partake of this meat. Nabiya Alayhi Salaam takes one bite. The scholars say Nabiya Alayhi Salaam is the effect of the one bite, because it was now full of poison, lasted for the rest of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life, right at the end of Nabiya Alayhi Salaam's life. This was the evil nature, evil qualities, evil traits of the Jews, and especially the Zionists. But my beloved brothers, when we look at the situation of the Muslim Ummah, it is not a time for us to become despondent. It is not a time for us to lose hope. In every situation, for a believer, it is a win-win situation. Amma nas awistikhar. It is either victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or it is a greater victory, and that is martyrdom and shahadat, which is a greater victory for a believer. A believer loves to give his life for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he knows what reward Allah ta'ala has kept in store for a shaheed, for a person who gives his life for the pleasure of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in one hadith, and he says that this shaheed, for a person that gives his life, there are six virtues and six rewards that Allah Ta'ala has kept in store for him. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, yukfaru lishaheed awwala daf'a, that before his first drop of blood touches the ground, Allah forgives all his sins. Wa yara maq'aduhu min al-jannah, Allah shows him his place in Jannah before he leaves this world, lishaheed he martyred. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa yujawiz 'adab al-qadr, Allah will save him from the punishment of the qadr. وَيَأْمَنُ مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, Allah will save him from the terrors of the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place upon his head on the day of Qiyamah a crown of honor and respect. Such will be this crown, وَيَأْتُوْتُ مِنَّا تَيْمَا الدُّنْيَا وَبَعْتِيَا, that one diamond, one emerald, one ruby on this crown is more valuable than this entire world and whatever it contains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his nikah, sintaini wa sab'ina min zawjat min al-khawliqeen, with 72 pure wives of the poor of Jannah. And when yushaffa'u fi sab'ina min aqrabanihi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow him to make intercession and intercede on 70 of his close family members on the day of Qiyamah. This is the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in store for a person who becomes a shaheed. Not only this, my beloved brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that outwardly we see that the bombs are falling. An innocent person is blown into pieces. The limbs of the body are in all different directions. There's so much of blood. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that for a shaheed, the pain that is inflicted upon him is a mere pain of like how when a bite of an ant or someone that pinches a person. So little is the pain that the shaheed endures in the time when this difficulty comes upon him. Whether he is shot with a bullet or whether he is now the bomb is dropped upon him, he does not feel any pain. Immediately his soul departs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala takes his soul away. And in Akhirat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the soul of a shaheed would be taken and placed into the bodies of beautiful green birds in Jannah. And those birds will fly around the arsh and the throne of Allah. And under the arsh of Allah, there are beautiful chandeliers. And those birds come into those chandeliers. And they stay in those chandeliers under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala constantly asks them, do you need anything? Oh, the shuhada, the martyrs of Islam, do you need anything? So they will reply, Allah, you have given us everything. What more do we need? Eventually they will say, oh Allah, what do you want to bestow upon us? What? Oh Allah, we have one need and one more desire. And Allah will ask, Allah knowing best, Allah will say, what is your desire? And they will say, oh Allah, we want to go back into this dunya and get the reward of becoming a shaheed. SubhanAllah, when they see the reward of a martyr in the Akhirah, they will desire shahadat again, that Allah send us back into this world so that we can become shuhada and martyrs again. The Prophet said in one narration, if I had 10 lives, I would give every life to the pleasure of Allah and becoming a shaheed in the path of Allah. This is the reward, my beloved brothers, of a shaheed. We find Rasulullah also mentioned in one hadith, he says that it should be the desire of every believer, that you should have that desire. مَنْ سَعَلَ اللَّهَ شَهَادَةَ بِالْصِدِقِينَ, ask Allah the desire for shahadat. Allahumma zukni shahadat fi sabilik, Allah grant me the ability to become a martyr in your path. Because Nabi alayhi salam said, if you have the desire sincere in the bottom of your heart, Allah will make you reach the rank of the shuhada. وَإِمَّا تَعَلَى فِرَاشِ, even if you have to pass away in the comfort of your own home, Allah will grant the reward of the shaheed. Have that desire that I also want to lay down my life for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in one hadith, he says, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الدين ظاهرين على العدو ظاهرين, that they will always remain a group in my ummah that will be firm on the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will always be fighting the enemy. لا يدرهم من خالفهم ولا يدرهم من خذلهم. No one will be able to harm them. Those who oppose them will not be able to harm them. Those who abandon them will not be able to harm them. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, حتى يأتي أمر الله, until the orders of Allah, the decree of Allah passes upon them. So Sahaba said, أينهم يا رسول الله? Where is this group of people? Where will we find them? Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, في بيت المقدس وأثناء في بيت المقدس. This group is at the Bayt al-Maqdis in Jerusalem and at the surrounds of Jerusalem in the lands of Palestine and Gaza. This group will always be fighting the enemies of Islam to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My beloved brothers, as you see, there's no despondency and sadness in Islam. There's only positivity. We look at the benefits and the positivity, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is directed to the Ummah. We're speaking about Shaykh Yahya Sinwar rahmatullahi alayh. Shaykh Yahya Sinwar rahmatullahi alayh, my beloved brothers, the Israeli government said, where is he? He's hiding in one of those tunnels, surrounded by all the hostages. And he's in comfort and he's placed all his companions in the front line, so that they became shuhada and martyrs. His life and his shahadat had proved them wrong. Where they found him, in the front line, giving his life to Islam. They mentioned, my beloved brothers, that he was in an Israeli prison for approximately 20 years. He was imprisoned for approximately 20 years, and he didn't waste time in those 20 years. In those 20 years, he wrote a book. Every day he would walk to the windows of the prison and he would say, there's hope for my people of this land. One day we will be free. So he wrote to his mother and he said, oh my mother, the time has come. Oh, 20 years ago, he said, I've seen in a dream. In my dream, I've seen that I've been killing these Zionist Jews like sheep. And eventually they also martyred me. I was martyred and then Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and embraced me. And he said, oh, welcome, O Yahya. We have been waiting for you. He wrote a letter to his mother. So someone asked him in an interview, that, oh, Yahya, are you not scared of these people? Are you not scared that they have so much of intelligence, so much of different types of weapons, that they will find you? He said, why should I be scared? Because I have learned from my ustad. And my teacher was Sheikh Yasin, Ahmed Yasin rahmatullahi, another great leader of the Hamas. My beloved brother said, we learn from him that life in this dunya is only 2 days. One day we live, and in the day that we are living, if Allah has not decided any harm for you, no one will be able to harm you. And the second day is the day that we have to die. And if Allah wants you to die, no one will be able to protect you. Such was the level of iman. Look at his iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My beloved brothers, it is mentioned in regards to Shaykh Yahya Sinwar rahmatullahi alayh that he also mentioned, he said that if my desire is that I do not desire to die at the time when it was the COVID time, COVID-19. So he said, you know what, I do not want to die sitting in the comfort of my home. My desire is that the Israeli government must send F-16 jet and it must blow me out. That's my desire. Such love for shahadat, such love for martyrdom that I want to give my life for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as we are saying, my beloved brothers, he was not hiding under some tunnel or inside the tunnel with other hostages, etc. He was in the front line. And while he was fighting in the front line, they described, my beloved brothers, that the house was surrounded. Sheikh Yahya Sinwar, he had 2-3 companions with him and friends with him. They're fighting off those tanks. Soldiers are surrounding them, they are shooting at them. And then, my beloved brothers, they fired those shells into the home. Sheikh Yahya Sinwar loses his arm. On his right arm, he loses his arm, and then he loses a few fingers on the left arm. And then he doesn't have any ability now to use his guns and his weapons now, because the trigger finger on his left hand is blown off, his right hand is blown off. What does he do? Those soldiers that are coming into the house now, he takes his grenades and he throws it at them. Every opportunity, every ability to destroy the enemy, he utilizes it. And that's why, my beloved brothers, in the end, when they send the drone in, we might have witnessed that when they send the drone in, and the last thing that he could do with his bleeding arms, he gets a stick and he throws it at the drone. That is why it has become proverbial in the Arabic language, رميته بأسى السنوار, that I threw it with a stick of sinwar, meaning that now it has become a proverb in Arabic, that I threw it with a stick of sinwar, meaning that I utilized every effort possible to achieve my goal. And that's what he tried. He tried every effort possible to achieve his goal to destroy the enemy. My beloved brothers, in the end, he was martyred, he was made shaheed. When they came to fetch his body, they found my beloved brothers on one side he had his AK-47, the other side he had his handgun. In one pocket he had some cash, and in one pocket he had his tasbih, and in the other pocket he had his small guitar, ruwak guitar. Now you might think, my beloved brothers, a person of that advanced age, what was his age? English year 62, maybe Islamic year about 63, 64 years old. But at that age, in the front line of the enemy, not hiding away. And this is the courage of a Muslim, the courage of Islam and Iman. The courage comes from the strength of Iman and Islam. In the front line, defending the rights, defending Islam and the deen of Islam, defending his country, defending Baitul Maqdis, the lands of Jerusalem, defending Masjid al-Aqsa. And he gave his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Ubaidah, hafizahullah, he mentioned, he says, this land of Palestine is the land that produces leaders like how it produces olives. So do not become despondent, because Allah will bless us with another leader. Allah will bless us with another and a greater leader. So my beloved brothers, this was Sheikh Yahya Sinwar, his iman, his courage in fighting and opposing an enemy of Islam. Like how beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and it reminds us, my beloved brothers, the incident of Muta, where Hazrat Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he's carrying the flag of Islam, and when the enemy comes, he didn't allow that flag to fall. The enemy chops off one hand, and then he takes with the other, and his left hand takes the flag of Islam. The right hand is bleeding, but he's holding the flag of Islam. Then he chops off the left hand. And then with the stumps of his hand, bleeding arms, he carries on holding the flag of Islam. He doesn't allow it to fall. Eventually, his spear is thrown from behind, and then he's made shaheed, and then only the flag of Islam falls to the ground. The Sheikh, the Jafar of our time, is Sheikh Yahya Sinwar. My beloved brothers, like our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sent the Jamaat to Musa, Zayd bin Harisa radiallahu ta'ala will be the Amir. If Zayd is made shaheed, then Jafar bin Abi Talib will become the Amir. And if he's made shaheed, then Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala will be the Amir. And if all three are made shaheed, then the Muslims can choose their own leader. And my beloved brothers, we find on the martyrdom of these three great leaders, personalities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought another great son of Islam in leadership, and that was Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. 3,000 Muslims against an army of 200,000. But Allah Ta'ala, on the hands of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Sayfum min suyufillah is a sword from the swords of Allah." On his hand, Allah gave victory to the Muslims. So my beloved brothers, we should never become despondent, because on one person's martyrdom, Allah will raise another leader. Allah will bring other leaders to guide the Ummah, inshallah, and take the Ummah forward. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the army was leaving Madinah to Munawwara, many of the Muslims came to greet them and make farewell and say, "May Allah protect you." He said, "Oh Allah," he recited some couplet, and he said, "Walakini as'alu ar-Rahman al-Maghfira," I ask Allah for forgiveness. My only desire is that the swords of the enemy must penetrate into my liver, and I must become a shaheed for the pleasure of Allah. That tomorrow when someone walks past my qabr, they will say, "What a great warrior, he gave his life for the pleasure of Allah, he gave his life for Islam." This is the love for shahada, the love for martyrdom, the love to give our life for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. My beloved brothers, when in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Amr bin Asr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his army, his jamaat is in Egypt, and then from the enemy, from the opposite side, a group come for negotiations. They spend 3 days with the Muslims. When they go back, the leaders ask them, that, "What did you witness amongst the Muslims?" They said, "Ra'ayna qawman al-mawt ahabbahum ahabba ilayhim min al-hayat," that death is more beloved to these people than life itself. They love to die, they love to meet Allah, they want to give their life for shahada. My beloved brothers, in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when the Muslims were conquering land after land, and then in Hiraqal, he asked his people, that, "What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you that every battle that you go out, the Muslims are defeating you? That aren't these people, alaysa basharam mislukum, are they not human beings like you also?"
They said definitely that they are human beings like us. How come the Muslims are defeating you? Then an elderly wise person stands up. He said, لأجلي يقوم الليل ويصوم النهار ويكون بالعدل ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر. The reason is because these individuals, they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They stand before Allah in salah. They are obedient to Allah. They establish the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They invite towards good. They forbid the wrong. They fulfill their promises. They have established the law of Allah on this earth. And because of that, Allah is happy to them. And he says, the reason that we are being defeated is ونشرب الخمر ونسني ونلقب الحرام. We commit every act of evil. We commit zina. We drink alcohol. We do every type of wrong under the sun. We break every order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting us defeat. So my beloved brothers, as long as the Ummah will establish the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should never become complacent in this time. When the Muslim Ummah is going through difficulty, normally after some time passes, we become complacent. We start forgetting about the situation of what is going on. Always remember them. And my beloved brothers, whatever way, whether it is as a community, we support them, or whether it is individual capacity, we support the people of Gaza. In whatever way we are supporting them, never undermine our support for the people of Gaza. Continue making dua for them, inshallah. Very soon Allah will grant them victory, inshallah. Very soon the signs of victory are apparent. Allah will grant them victory very soon. And secondly, my beloved brothers, we should turn towards those amal, those actions that inshallah will draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aside to establish our salah, recitation of Quran, bring deen alive in our homes, and inshallah that this Allah ta'ala's mercy will descend. And my beloved brothers, never ever become despondent. There's no place for despondency. لا تيأسوا من روح الله. In Islam, there's no place for despondency and sadness. ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. Those who are the oppressors and those who are committing the acts of oppression against the innocent people of Gaza and Palestine, do not think you will get away. In this world you will get away. But the day is coming, when that day when you will have to stand before Allah, you will never be able to escape the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never as a believer we have hope that this day Allah will mete out justice. And justice will be meted out inshallah for every individual. We should remember, my beloved brothers, like someone mentioned, the Sheikh Yahya Sinwar rahmatullahi alayhi, he passed away, he was made shaheed on Wednesday. On Thursday night, I heard that some of the beautiful alim, he mentioned, someone seen a dream, and he saw Sheikh Yahya Sinwar rahmatullahi alayhi in the dream. And he saw him speaking to a gathering. And in that gathering, he says there were many sahaba that were seated in that gathering. He spoke to them and then he stood up and he climbed to the people to give the khutbah. When this dream was interpreted, they said the meaning of this dream is that the sacrifices that are being laid down by the people of Gaza, this is a namuna, an example of the sacrifices of the Sahaba that were given for the sake of Islam. The sacrifices that the people of Gaza are giving is an example of what type of sacrifices the Sahaba gave for the deen of Islam. Dreams also, my beloved brother, basharat and glad tidings for the Ummah. Let us take glad tidings for this. Inshallah, may Allah make it easy for the people of Gaza. Allah send down His help and nusrat, unseen help. My beloved brothers, and inshallah, may Allah grant them a fathan qariba, a victory that will be very soon, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them control of the lands of Palestine.